Welcome to the Repurpose Your Career podcast, brought to you by Career Pivot. This podcast is where those of us in the second half of life come together to discuss how to repurpose our careers for the 21st century. Come listen to career experts give you proven strategies, listen to people like you tell their stories on how they repurpose their careers, and finally, get your questions answered. Your host, Mark Miller, has made six career pivots over the last 30 years. He understands this is not about jumping out of the frying pan into a fire, but rather to create a plan where you make clear, actionable steps or pivots to a better future career. Are you ready to repurpose your career?
Welcome to episode one of the Repurpose Your Career podcast. My name is Mark Miller, and I'll be your host every Monday for a discussion on what it's like to repurpose your career. And I'm going to focus on those of us who are in the second half of life. In this episode, I want to discuss four topics. First, I want to define some of the terms I'll be using on this podcast. Next, I want to give you some background on why I've chosen the format for this podcast. I'll be using four different show formats that I will alternate. This should keep the show pretty lively and hopefully very interesting. Next, I'm going to cover those show formats so you know what to expect from each show. And last, I want to give you a schedule for the first couple of months. I have some guests I'm very excited about, so let's get started. In this part of the show, I'd like to define some of the terms I'm going to be using on this podcast. The first one is the second half of life. Well, the easiest way to explain the second half of life is first to understand what's the first half. In the first half of life, we are born, we grow up, we get educated, we go to school, likely we start our career, we get married, we have kids, we probably get a mortgage, and at some point in time, could be in your 40s, 50s, or 60s, you know, our career means something different to us. Our focus changes. In my case, this occurred in my mid-40s. I had been working for IBM for 22 years. I left IBM and went to work for a successful engineering startup. We didn't get rich. The options were worthless, but I received a significant retention bonus, which allowed us to pay off our house and finish fully funding our son's college education. The plan was to pay off our house when our son went off to college. Well, he graduated from high school in June of 2002, and then July of 2002, I had a near-fatal bicycle accident. I hit a car head-on where our combined speeds exceeded 50 miles an hour. All things considered, I wasn't badly hurt. I broke a bunch of bones. I dislocated a shoulder. But I had no internal injuries and no brain injuries, I am willing to admit to. And I was back on a bike in 10 weeks, flying back to China in 4 months. I was pretty darn lucky. At those speeds, you have about a 10% survival rate. Our son went off to college. We were now empty nesters. And the following year in 2003, my mother passed away. I had been responsible for my mother for the previous 5 years. To put it bluntly, my focus had changed. So for you, it might be when your child leaves. It might be when they get the mortgage paid off. Maybe you plateau in your career and decide, you know what, I don't want to go any further. There can be a variety of reasons. But what happens is our focus changes. So that's what the second half of life is. The other term is repurpose your career. I have had 7 careers. I've made 6 career changes. I refer to those career changes as half-step career changes. What that means is I had 1 foot in the new world, 1 foot in the old world, and there was always a relationship that took me across. In other words, I never did it alone. So what I was doing was I was repurposing the skills to move to my next career. I wasn't making complete changes. So like in the intro, it says, it's not about jumping from a frying pan into a fire. It is about making strategic pivots to your next career. So that's what those are the two terms I'm going to use extensively through this podcast. Now I want to give you some history as to how we came up with this podcast. In January of 2016, I came up with the concept of Career Pivot Office Hours. And this came from the days of being in college, of where the professor would announce and post office hours. And on Monday nights, I was going to make myself available, and I used a tool called Blab. Yes, this was a streaming video. Yeah, I got caught in the shiny, bright, shiny object syndrome, and I went after streaming video, which was a mistake. And we started out just thinking, well, I'll be there and I'll answer questions. Well, that didn't quite work. So with my intern, I started holding these sessions, and we had discussions around popular blog posts that had done very well. They had been very highly rated. But we ended up with a lot of technical problems. There were a whole slew of issues. In July, I shut it down. And I said, we're going to take the summer off. And I don't remember August, September, I ran a survey in the Career Pivot community. We got very, very good responses. And out of that came the four show formats that I planned to alternate through. In other words, I listened. So let me talk about those four show formats that we're going to do. The first thing you wanted to hear from is other experts. Got it? We're doing that. The next, you wanted to hear from people who had actually made successful late career pivots or had repurposed their careers. Got it? I have now four people lined up to do the first 4 months of shows. Next, this podcast is to support my next edition of Repurpose Your Career, which will be for the practical guide for the second half of life. So we will be covering one chapter per month in this podcast. We'll be discussing it. Hopefully we'll get some conversation going in the blog, in the comment section. And then lastly, you wanted your questions answered. So once a month, I will have a mailbag session. I'm going to be taking your questions via email, plan on putting up a voice recorder on the website, and I'm going to be answering your questions. So those are the four formats that we will be using, and they came from you. They came from my Career Pivot community. Now, a message from our sponsor. Our sponsor this week is Career Pivot Publishing, the publishing arm of CareerPivot.com. Repurpose Your Career, A Practical Guide for Baby Boomers by Mark Miller and Susan Leahy is available on Amazon.com in both paperback and ebook formats. It's also available in audio on Audible.com and Amazon.com. Also, make sure to check out Personal Branding for Baby Boomers, What It Is, How to Manage It, and Why It's No Longer Optional by Mark Miller on Amazon.com. Now, back to our show. Let me give you a rundown of the first 3 months of shows for the Repurpose Your Career podcast. We're going to start out with an interview of Chris Farrell. Chris is the author of Unretirement, How Baby Boomers Are Changing the Way We Think About Work, Community, and the Good Life. Week two, I'm going to be interviewing Joel Dobbs. Joel is a former pharma executive who has created a portfolio career. It's an interesting journey he's taken. In week three, we're going to be reviewing a preview chapter from Repurpose Your Career, A Practical Guide for the Second Half of Life. And the chapter will be on career failures and recovery. This has been proved to be a very, very popular chapter and is also available on subscription to the Career Pivot blog. Week four will be a mailbag podcast where I'll be answering your questions. Week five, we're going to move into December. I'm going to be interviewing Carrie Hannon, author of What's Next? Finding Your Passion and Your Dream Job in Your 40s, 50s, and Beyond. I'm a big fan of Carrie. She writes for AARP, and she writes for Forbes. We're going to move into the middle of December, and I'm going to be interviewing Mike O'Krent. Mike's an old friend. He has a very interesting story of how he went from owning a carpeting business to starting a business called Life Stories Alive, where he chronicles people's life stories on video. It's a fascinating story. Week 7, we will be covering another preview chapter, and this one will be on MSU syndrome, and MSU stands for Make Stuff Up. And you can take stuff and replace it with another word. The key thing is this is a big inhibitor for all of us because we all do it. Week 8, we're going to finish out December with a mailbag segment. We're going to take the Christmas week off, and we're going to start in January where I will be interviewing Taylor Pearson, author of The End of Jobs, Money, Meaning, and Freedom Without the 9-to-5. Taylor wrote this book for the millennials, our kids. Reality, it applies to all of us. It has never been easier to be an entrepreneur. And I have several clients going through the book, and it is quite inspiring. The second week in January, I'm going to be interviewing an old friend, Vicki McCullough from Sequitur Marketing. Vicki has an interesting journey where she was laid off multiple times. She finally got sick and tired of constantly be looking for a job and started her own business. And I want you to hear her journey because it's an interesting journey. The third week in January, I'm going to be covering another preview chapter, and this one is on weak ties. Weak ties is probably the most powerful concept that we have in managing our career in the second half of life. And we'll finish off January with yet another mailbags episode. That's the schedule for the first 3 months of Repurpose Your Career podcast. So that concludes episode 1 of this podcast. Thank you for listening all the way to the end of the Repurpose Your Career podcast. Please hop over to careerpivot.com and subscribe to get updates on this podcast and all the other happenings at Career Pivot. Take a moment, go to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. Lastly, if you're interested in working with Mark on repurposing your career, go to careerpivot.com. Click on the Contact Me link at the top of the page, and I hope to see you next Monday for another episode of Repurpose Your Career podcast.